USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the release of a grand jury report on the sexual abuse of children in the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania over decades, the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. is defending himself. The report alleges more than 300 priests abused over 1,000 children over a course of decades, and it accuses current Washington Archbishop Cardinal Donald Wuerl of protecting abusive priests during his 18 years as Archbishop of Pittsburgh. He addressed the issue at a mass yesterday.
The pain and the suffering is something that we need to accept responsibility for in helping survivors.
He didn't address his role in the report at the service, but denies the allegations. The jury heard closing arguments yesterday in the bank and tax fraud case against former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort and will begin deliberations today. This is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
President Trump makes good on a threat to revoke the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan. Now, U.S. Senator Mark Warner, top Democrat on the intelligence panel, says it shouldn't be allowed to happen.
I'm going to be talking to both Democrats and Republicans alike how we make sure that this doesn't become a normal practice out of this very unusual White House.
The White House saying it's also still reviewing clearances of other individuals, including former FBI Chief James Comey and former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. Hundreds of newspapers across the nation running editorials today defending freedom of the press. They're a rebuke against President Trump, who's been calling media organizations the enemy of the people. The Boston Globe is behind the efforts today. It says in a piece that labeling the press the enemy of the people is un-American. You can find us online at usaradio.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Police in New Haven, Connecticut have a suspect in custody after more than 70 people overdosed on drugs all at once, most of them on the city green in New Haven. Police believe the overdoses all involved K2 synthetic marijuana laced with fentanyl. It appears all the victims are going to survive. Several, though, are still hospitalized. A bus in St. Paul, Minnesota makes an unscheduled stop and gains a new passenger. When a woman goes into labor,
passengers jumped in to help her deliver the child on Tuesday when it was apparent the baby was arriving. Michelle Aguier was quickly laid on the floor while a male passenger prepared to catch the baby. The baby was born seconds later. Another passenger called her mother, who is a midwife, and asked for a string or a shoelace, which a teenage girl handed over. She was rushed to the hospital, and the new baby is doing fine. She named her new boy Andre. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Actually, the thieves stole a 53-foot trailer that was loaded with ramen. It happened in Fayetteville, Georgia, about a half hour south of Atlanta. The driver hauling the trailer, parking it at a gas station a few weeks ago, and when he came back to get the trailer a few days later, it was gone. Ramen noodles and all, and it still hasn't been found. You can always find us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.